The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so soccer fans at least have 2026 to look forward to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the Fugitive. Zhong Li, the Master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero in the snow part, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also check us out on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream, and there you are. And you get to see us furiously typing away and looking at John and looking at each other for 3 hours.
Gazing at each other.
I don't know about gazing.
I'm gazing at you.
I am a semi-sexy beast today, but
gazing at you.
I see what you're doing there.
That's right. You do see what I'm doing.
Very uncomfortable with that.
Good. That should be uncomfortable.
That's a me too.
It's always uncomfortable the first time, Fred.
What's going on, man? By the way, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So
yeah.
You call, text, tweet, act silly.
What are the odds that I'm a fugitive of justice?
Apparently, percent 1,000.
Man, I had a court date at 9 a.m. today, and I completely forgot about it until my wife just texted. She saw the ticket hanging up on the bulletin board where I'm supposed to, you know, where it's supposed to like be a big reminder to me, but I never look at it. And she's like, "You had a court date at 9 a.m. today." And I was like, "Oh." And it's so stupid because it's for like an expired registration, which I've since renewed.
Right.
So they literally all I had to do was show up and they would be dismissed. And now I'm sure it's like a giant pain in the ass thing.
Look at the bright side. We've always wanted to do a show from prison. So
yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
so
all right,
first break.
Jong and I are going to smuggle smokes in for you so you can when you can gamble with those and curry favor.
First break, I'm going to call them and try and straighten things out.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks, man.
I'm sure they'll just reschedule it for you, or they'll just make you pay the damn ticket now.
Whatever.
I'm sure that the legal people out there can tell us what's going on.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm at the court's mercy, Fred. That's all I can say.
All right.
The mercy of the Fort Bend County justice system. You know how often I go into Fort Bend County? Almost never. And guess what happens when I go there?
The only time I go is when we go to Constellation Field or something like that.
What are you going to do?
We'll finally get the question of how you would fare in prison.
That's fine. Yeah.
I don't know if orange is your color, though.
Probably not. And then I'm going to have to, like, explain my Nazi tattoos to people. And I'm like, listen, I'm not really a Nazi. I was just in prison for a couple of years.
Yeah,
like,
you were just teaming up with Ed Norton.
I didn't have an option.
Yeah. So. 713-780-ESPN.
Or if the whites won't accept me, I'll just have a big brown pride tattoo on my chest, like Cain Velasquez. Maybe the Latinos will accept me. You're popular
in the black community.
I am.
You could do that.
I am popular in the black community, but I don't know if they'll accept me in prison.
Yeah, see, you have a better chance than me because I don't think the Muslim Brotherhood is taking me on.
Oh, no.
It's like, dude, you're too pale. Oh, well, they're probably coming to get you right now.
Well, listen, if it happens, it happens.
You're easy to find.
I'm easy to find. I'm not hiding.
I'm sure you'll get it worked out. So...
It's an ongoing saga. I'll let you know how the phone call works out.
Okay.
They may just say you need to come turn yourself in and go to jail.
Or just send us a check. It's probably what it's going to be.
Honestly, that'd be the easiest thing.
Yeah.
But,
at this point.
Yeah.
Because if you'd shown up and said, here, I've got proof, then they would have dismissed it and you'd have been fine.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like an idiot because that's like something that I should have stayed on top of. But what are you going to do?
These things happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. BQS, do you want Houston to be a host for the World Cup? I sure do not want more people here. Traffic is already bad. You saw it. Yeah, U.S., Canada, Mexico, joint thing in 2026. Houston and Dallas, two of the finalist cities. I know that Houston's under consideration pretty seriously because they had the whole crew here back in November.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, is that you beeping?
Yes.
Is that the police?
No, it's Nick.
Oh, okay. but, and we put a little thing up on it on Sports Map. To be perfectly honest, I don't think it's going to affect me at all because by 2026, if I'm still here, then something's gone horribly wrong. I've either been divorced again and I'm broke and have to keep working, or because I'll be 61 years old. When I turn 60, I got a real nice pension coming from the Chronicle.
Okay.
I got a pretty good 401k here. I got a lot of nice investments in Canada. At that point, I will quit. If I don't quit in the next 2 years, I'll definitely be done at 60. So I will probably be in a World Cup city.
2026.
It's just more likely to be Toronto than it is Houston.
I'll be 45 by then.
Oof.
Which means I might be dead.
I mean, it's possible.
I'll be catching up with you by then.
It's possible. Yeah. Oof. Jong will be here, Oof. So it'll affect him. I like having events like that in the city, but we don't know what the city's even.
Jong's like. Married now. Once Jong got married, I started the countdown of when Jong is going to leave radio.
Yeah.
Because now it's like,
yeah.
I promise you, the day that Jong has a kid or finds out he's having a kid, he is pulling that parachute. He's going to be.
All right. I'm going to put a number on it because I keep talking about the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds Jong is gone before? If I were to leave at the end of 2019, Jong would be gone first. That's almost a year and a half.
I think Jong will be gone before you.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, we're not planning to have a kid for a while, so.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, sometimes what, when Jong, you're not planning on it.
I wasn't planning to have a kid at all. And guess what? Now I've got two of them. Sometimes life surprises you, buddy. Life surprises you.
Yeah, and
I know you're Catholic, so I know you're not using any form of birth control. Otherwise, you'd be ostracized from the church.
Right.
Right.
Okay, you can, well, can't you eject? Isn't that okay?
That's birth control.
I think there's some gray area there.
The rhythm method of birth control?
Well, as long as you don't call it that, you can just say, whoops, I forgot.
Okay, well, maybe. By the way,
to help him out.
That ejection method, that ain't going to last forever. That ain't going to work for
you
very long.
You know, the percentage of failure on that's pretty decent, too. So,
yep.
Oh, D wants to know the odds AJ becomes Ed Norton from Rounders more than Ed Norton from American History X if he does go to prison.
I don't know. I don't know what I'll be.
Yeah, I would say Rounders Ed Norton. You'd be cleaning him out for smokes you weren't going to use.
Yeah.
I like that plan. Somebody says that if you send it in within 10 days, if you send a
10
copy,
days of my court date,
a copy of the renewal along with the money order for $10, they
I already paid
it.
My $10 okay. fee when I got my thing renewed. They're like, do you want to pay your $10 fee now? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're.
I'm in big trouble.
No, I think you're okay here. This is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like a
it's
warrant.
Not, so you don't think I'm going to prison?
No.
Okay, good. Whew.
So if you don't like all the people for the World Cup, rent your place and leave for a month. It won't be a month. I mean, there'll only be a couple games here.
I'll just not show up at work for a month.
Yeah, that's.
While a massive event's happening in my city. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Leave for a month. What are you, like a MAGA guy? It's like, oh, yeah. You don't like it? Leave.
No, that's a soccer guy. That's a soccer guy who's punching the clown right now. I can't wait till 2026. And
make Houston great again. You don't like it? Leave.
To be fair, I
you don't like all the traffic? You don't like, leave. Get out of here.
I don't like all the traffic. That's why I move close so that I don't have to drive. But I think Yeah, I like it when big events are here. I think it would be cool. I'm pretty sure one of the two cities out of Dallas and Houston is a lock. They'll have one of those places will get it.
Yeah.
I might lean more towards Dallas.
I hope it is Dallas, honestly.
But, you know, 20.
I mean, listen, I'm all for, like, I know it's great for the economy when things like that happen, but let's face it, I'm selfish. I don't like that. I don't like all those people coming here. I don't want it.
You know what?
It won't change my economy, I don't
well,
think.
Well, I mean, it'd probably be a couple of games is all, so it wouldn't be that much different.
Now, one game is enough. Like, it's
one positive, if you're trying to, if you're looking for reasons why it should be here, this is a pretty good travel hub for a lot of places around the world.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's easy if you're coming over from England or if you're coming from Brazil.
But, so is Dallas.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah. I don't know what the international routes are there as opposed to here, but I know there's a bunch of them at Bush. I never really pay attention there because there's no reason for me to ever fly. Well, I don't go overseas to begin with, but if I did, I would do it from here.
Yeah, Bush and DFW are both pretty major international hubs. So
And they're centrally located, which is good. Some of the other ones are like Seattle, I think. While they're a great MLS city, I don't know that would be a good place for it because it's going to be sort of isolated. Because Vancouver didn't get it and places like that. And, you know, you do want to keep it to where the travel's not ridiculous.
Why didn't they just make it in Austin?
They don't have a stadium there, really. I mean,
they have a stadium that holds 115,000 people.
Yeah, it's not really set up for soccer, though. They've never had any major international matches there.
Let them have them, though. Keep it away from here is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's...
Doesn't seem that hard to I mean, it's a big difference between a soccer field and a football
but
field.
But all these cities have a very rich history with soccer in terms of international soccer in particular and the facilities and the infrastructure for the amount of people you're going to bring. And let's face it,
they have a relatively rich history for North America. Like,
right, as far as North America goes. But
rich
also,
history, dating back to like 1992.
No, but they have a lot of international matches here that do very, very well. And there's a huge Mexican contingent here. There's a lot of people from all over. Plus, NRG sells out when they have those big events. Whenever Mexico plays here, and there's a same thing in Dallas. I mean, I I'm not going to get into which one would be better. I think either one would be great. If you do both, I don't think that would be a shock either. It'd be better than a lot of these places. The one that I'm surprised it pulled out was Chicago, because Chicago's another one that always
pulled out, just like Jong, huh?
Yeah, which Jong should pull out, but. One of these days, a little too much alcohol, not going to be quick enough on the trigger.
That's right.
Jong Jr. And then we're going to have to find another producer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, if you listen to this show, you probably like to have a drink every now and then. In fact, alcohol is kind of a part of life. And, you know, that's definitely me. I love to have a few drinks, especially on the weekend. But once you get to a certain age, even a moderate amount of alcohol can make you feel less than 100% the next day. And, yeah, I'll tell you, I don't have time for that. I need to get up the next morning, be ready to rock and roll, especially if I get out during the week. And that's why I use Thrive Plus. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. You've heard me talk about Thrive Plus for a while. It works. That's the question I always get. Hey, man, does that really work? Yes, it does. And a lot of times I've given a few to my friends and like, oh, wow, this is great. And believe me, if you forget one night like I did earlier this week, you know about it because it makes all the difference in the world, man. 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. And that, you know how much that costs you? That's $3. That's $1 a capsule. Would you not pay $3 to feel much, much better the next morning? You don't have to take my word for it, though. It was shown on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. This is a Houston-based company, too. So you're doing business with people right here in town. And if you order before 4 p.m., guess what? You're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. So, doesn't matter how many you're having, just take 3 Thrive Plus capsules afterwards. It's that simple. You will feel better anytime you wake up, and your liver's going to thank you. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so you can order that way. Just order, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
Thank you.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. A couple of thoughts on a couple of different topics we talked about there. Holly said, I'm really excited for A.J. to go to prison. I always wanted to visit a real jail and have a pen pal.
Well, I've got some good news on that front.
Yeah, you're not going to jail?
So I talked to the court.
The court itself or a representative?
A representative of the court because the court is an entity and doesn't have a voice because it's not human.
Okay.
But yes, I talked to someone who works at the court.
The clerk?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
Nice lady.
All right.
She said, here's how you can handle this. If you put a copy of your registration, like the, you know, you got your registration renewed, the receipt that you get for that, put a copy of that and $20, I guess like a money order, in the night drop box at the court. As long as it's there when they come, when they open up the next day, they're going to consider it taken care of.
So you got to do that tonight.
That's what I'm doing after work.
After the show.
That's what I'm doing
well,
after work.
You know what? Go find a good beer bar after there when you're done.
Yeah, listen.
Getting a money order. Where are you going to get a money order after the banks are closed?
I don't know where you get a money order. Like, I think
they used to get them in convenience stores.
I guess couldn't you go to like HEB or something? Don't they have like a...
Yeah, well, they've got a Western Union. I'm sure they got have money orders too.
Yeah. If I can't find one, I'm just going to put a $20 bill in there and be like,
good
hey,
luck.
Listen, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they'll take cash.
So what?
Nobody takes cash anymore.
You know, they'll take it under the table.
And Drunk Bevo says, I'm just saying if Houston gets a game, I will murka it up and wear the flag from head to toe and cape. I hate soccer, but murka got to represent. You know, if Houston got a game, it's probably not going to be Team USA.
Probably not.
You're going to get...
Because that wouldn't be fair, right?
Well, they're going to put those guys in New York or L.A.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're probably getting Peru against Bolivia or something. I don't know. But...
Well, we have a pretty big Peruvian.
Oh, but don't call them cokeheads. Apparently, that's what Barstool did. And
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
So, yeah, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. There's the boss in there, Mr. David Gow, who I pitched on something for our listeners today. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about that soon. Yeah, Mark says Valero has money orders. Got one last week. So I know I've gotten them in like a Valero before or a Time-Wise. You can just stop in there.
Yeah.
Get one of your energy drinks. Boom, done. Drop it off. You're all good.
Hey, I've got good news.
Yes.
You ready for it? Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin 2. September 15th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Yes!
There was a...
Here we come, Vegas!
It took them a long time to get this thing figured out. And De La Hoya just tweeted out that a deal's been made. The fight's official. Oscar had previously set a noon deadline for Triple G to accept his final offer. And it was reported a couple hours ago that Golovkin rejected the final offer. So, well, noon deadline had come and gone, and then they started to realize, it's a couple hours when you're talking about millions and millions of dollars. So, at 2 p.m. Vegas time, so 4 p.m. here, the deal was announced. And Oscar's problem was that Triple G wanted a 50-50 split. Oscar didn't want to give a 50-50 split, and... I don't know what the final they haven't announced what the final split is.
Canelo's a bigger draw; he should get more money.
I agree, but also keep in mind that Canelo just failed a steroid test, and it's not unreasonable for Golovkin to say, "I want a 50-50 split," especially considering that he clearly won the first fight. Like all the circumstances involved, make me feel like a 50-50 split's reasonable.
Bottom line, though, is people are going to tune in to see Canelo, not Golovkin.
Fair.
And that's where the money comes from, is the pay-per-views. So, yeah, I'm kind of okay with that.
Canelo fighting Daniel Jacobs wasn't going to do nearly the numbers as Canelo fighting Golovkin.
No, but it would do a lot more than Golovkin-Jacobs
yes.
would. So,
Golovkin-Jacobs was on
They're both going to make a bunch of money. I'm okay with that. But I'm a firm believer in if you're the bigger draw, you should get more money, win or lose, despite the circumstances. Even if you did eat somebody's meat that was tainted, allegedly. 713-780-ESPN. You know who's I'm adding to my list of like move on guy or talk about this guy is if you don't like the traffic, leave guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on that list too now. We call that the list of dickweeds.
You know who?
Or the LODs.
Who I've figured out I need to start emulating. Mike Francesa. You keep up with this guy at all?
It's hard not to because there's a story about him pretty much every single day
so
doing
Mike
something.
Mike Francesa is like, he's among, as far as like guys who, I know there's syndicated guys who probably have a bigger name, like, you know, the Cowherds and, you know, Dan Patrick's of the world who are broadcast in every market in the country. But as far as like a local sports radio guy, Mike Francesa is probably the biggest name ever, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think
up
so.
Up there in New York. That dude, I mean, he had so mailed his career in.
Yeah.
That he was basically like, he's falling asleep on the job. I mean, he didn't care. And he was still making millions. He retires. They get a new show in. That lasts about 2 months. And then he's like, oh, I feel like unretiring. They kick that other show out, bring him back, pay him millions more. Two things he said in the last couple weeks. Jong, I don't know if you can, while you're in there, can you pull up my Twitter? And I quote tweeted it last night, what Mike Francesa, like the audio of it. So you can play the audio of Mike Francesa, and we'll have to credit him at WFAN. At the end of the finals, he said, everyone's talking about the Warriors being so great. He said, Steph Curry's not a great player. Steph Curry's not great. He's a good player. He's not great. And then he said, I'm not even sure Kevin Durant's a great player. We're talking about guys who, Steph Curry's a multiple time MVP of the league in the NBA. And he's not great? Kevin Durant is probably the second best player in the NBA. And he's not great? What do you have to do to be great? Is there a great player in the NBA?
Apparently not, if that's the case.
And I was like,
listen, he's extremely successful, so I'm not in any way going to dog him. But he mailed it in before. He's still mailing it in. He fell asleep on air. Why do you care about what this guy says?
Well, yesterday, Mike Francesa was doing a bit about sports betting and the legalization of sports betting.
Okay.
Do you have the audio pulled up yet?
Yeah, we can do it when we come back because we're about to hit a break and the clip's about 2 minutes long.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a radio tease then, I guess. Hmm. What am I doing here then? Dirt free. Yeah, I'll tell you about Mike Francesa's brand new invention that he just came up with yesterday. And you're going to be super pumped about it. It's a really, really good and new and fresh idea. You'll hear about that on the other side of the break. Now I'm going to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Speaking of new and fresh, if your carpets aren't new and fresh, they've been through the ringer. Call dirt-free. They'll come out. They'll take care of it. Your kids are on summer break right now. They're having all kinds of fun, but they're ruining your floors. They're dragging in muck and gunk from outside, playing on the baseball fields and going swimming at the pool, and then they're dragging that back into your floors. And it's not good for your carpets. Get a jump on your summer cleaning right now. Dirt-free carpet summer special. For a limited time, they'll come out, they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys are leaving behind water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Not dirt-free. They've got the best technology in the game. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you know what? If you give me 15 minutes, I'll give you SportsMap. SportsMap.com. Check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U. Tons of good stuff on there today. Cody Stutes has his 11 observations from day two of Texans minicamp. He also did day one yesterday, and, of course, they canceled day three. So, former 6'10 guy doing a little writing for us. Jerry Bowe has a bunch of great World Cup bets if you're into that. Dell is getting us updated on college football, which which always gets me excited. So we've got, you know, Brian O'Donnell on the NFL. We've got a little story on the U.S., Mexico, and Canada getting the 2026 World Cup. We've got a little NHRA story. And sometime today, we will have the full video from live stream of us with Mike the Truth Jackson yesterday. That'll be on the website. So looking forward to that. I think that'll be pretty good. So if you haven't checked out SportsMap, please do. And frankly, a lot of you are checking it out because the numbers – this month are almost where they were last month, and it's June, and you're reading all this stuff. So thank you. Thanks for making SportsMap as successful as it is. Thanks for making ESPN 97.5 as successful as it is, and The Blitz, and everything. Love you guys. Adam says, who do you have in the big basketball game this weekend, Cruz or Kimmel?
I'm Team Jimmy. I love Jimmy Kimmel. I've loved Jimmy Kimmel for a long time, so I've not been shy about my feelings about Ted Cruz.
I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Kimmel. I'm when we're talking about the people and what they do, but for basketball, I think I'm going to go Ted Cruz.
Are you really?
Yeah. Didn't you see those clips of him in college when he was doing musicals and jumping around? I saw a little athleticism there.
Okay.
So if you can do West Side Story, I think you can score enough to beat Jimmy Kimmel.
All right.
But then again, I haven't seen Jimmy do a musical yet.
It's true.
So I'm using it based on pure athleticism.
All right. I do think it's going to be close.
So did you see your buddy Christian Hackenberg got cut?
I did see that. Cleared waivers, too. Like, nobody picked him up. Every team was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
He'll get somewhere, though.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Texans say, okay, we'll take you and see you, Stephen Morris.
Let me say this, and I'm not here to say that he can play. Because I don't know that he can. I honestly, if I were a betting man, I would say he can't.
Yeah, I don't think he's any good. I never did.
But is it fair to say that he hasn't really gotten a fair shake in the NFL?
Well, that's what Patrick Creighton tweeted out, and I responded to him because he said he should go to the CFL and play.
Well, that's silly.
It's silly because, frankly, it shows a complete lack of understanding for the skill set to play up there. That's a league that puts a premium on accuracy and mobility. Well, what are Hackenberg's two biggest issues?
Those.
Yeah, you can be smaller. You can be like that's why Bo Levi Mitchell's so good up there. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but he's accurate. He moves well in the pocket. He can run. And every now and then you'll have a guy who can lumber a little bit that plays well, but and Anthony Calvillo is probably the best example of that, but that guy's been out of the league for 6 years, and that's just kind of the way it works. It's, you know, size doesn't mean that much in terms of your quarterback, and that's why I think Manziel has a chance to be successful up there, you know, if he can keep it together. USA Today did a real nice story on him last week about him talking about how he's got to fix all this stuff first, and for once it actually rang as genuine, because remember he said all that stuff before the draft. And then he was out partying with Gronk when he was visiting the Patriots and stuff like that. And then he turned out to be a mess. But it does sound like he's, for once, actually, you know, getting it together. But I think I wouldn't be shocked if the Texans brought him in as a third, fourth guy and gave him a chance. But I just don't think he can play. I just think he's a big guy with a nice arm who isn't very accurate or mobile and shouldn't have gone where he did in the draft.
Yeah.
So,
but we'll see. Don't disagree.
Apparently,
but somebody will give him another chance because he hasn't really gotten a real chance yet. And it wouldn't, I was just telling you during the break, it wouldn't shock me at all if it's here.
No, but I don't want to do coach speak here.
Right.
But sometimes your chances come in practice and you have to take advantage of them in practice. And if you can't be successful there, why am I going to think you're going to be successful when the game starts?
That is a good point.
All right. 713-780 ESPN. We'll get to some phone calls at some point today. And somebody, I'm getting a lot of, I actually got an email today where somebody said, why did you guys get rid of, and basically blaming me for getting rid of Raheel and Dell. And
that was actually my call.
Now, nobody got rid of them. And this is a thing I've been trying to explain to people is, you know, we this lineup, and I had nothing to do with it. Let me make that very clear. But the lineup is done to optimize everybody. And the fact that we're so that we could simulcast on both 97.5 and 94.1. And by the way, we are on 94.1 now.
That's so right.
If you're having, you know, depending on where you are in the city, that might be a better option for you. But, I mean, Raheel and Dell still have a show with John. It's called John and Raheel with Dell. Dell's also a huge part of the bench.
So they're not fired?
No. And they're still on and they're still fun to listen to. So it's just 9 to 11, and Dell's there 7 to 9, and I would just say...
Can I say something? It may be out of school, but I don't care. My guess is that decision was more made... And by the way, no one in this room made that decision, because I've seen people blame you. I've seen people blame Jong.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm not management, so no one's blamed me.
Yeah, when I ban them from Sports Map, you can start bitching
right.
at me.
My guess is that whatever you think of Raheel and Dell's show, Raheel and Dell are not massive established names in this business, in this market, and Charlie Polillo is. And they probably thought that they could get ratings and revenue out of Charlie Polillo in that spot, which, listen, these guys study radio more than I do, probably. And if they think they can sell that, then that's what they're going to sell. But I think that it was mostly just a way of getting Charlie onto our station. And like we said, Raheel and Dell, it's not like they're gone. Didn't vanish.
And I'll just say, and maybe this is just me, I still think 4 hours is too much for anybody anymore. I think the best shows are 3 hours. And we've resisted, I don't know if you have, adding a fourth hour because...
I would do a fourth hour for a 33% raise.
Yeah, well, it would take significant... Actually, for me, it would take more than that because I think the show suffers. I think a two-hour show is optimal, and I think we've learned to make a three-hour show optimal. But, because when I listen to John and Lance, I know I'm only going to get 2 hours, so I'm more likely to hang around.
No, that's fair.
And same thing with this. I know I'm only getting 3 hours. And if you add a fourth hour now, suddenly it's like, And so I think it just makes everybody more appealing. Now, I'm not a fan of one-man shows. And listen, Charlie's very successful at what he does. It's not for me. But that's okay. We don't have the same kind of personality. But there's a lot of people that like that show, and there's a lot of people that don't like us.
Yeah.
Well, there's one or two. I don't know how many there are out there. It's not many.
Apparently, some guy who listens to Joel and Barry's show wants to fight me. Did you hear that, John?
I didn't hear it. But I know the white. I think it's White Magic. He doesn't like you very much.
Okay. Like, isn't that great? Like, he doesn't know me at all, but he doesn't like me very much to the point that he's willing to get into a fight with me. I always find that interesting, but okay.
That's okay. You don't have to like us.
Yeah.
Listen to the other guys.
I'm okay with it, White Magic.
I kind of hope you die in a car accident, but that's okay.
My feelings aren't hurt if you don't like the show. That's okay, White Magic. Doesn't mean you need to try to fight me.
Just don't listen.
But if you do try to fight me, just throw the first punch is all I ask.
I'd rather if you're not going to listen, you just, you know, die in a horrible traffic accident.
Right.
One car, of course.
So you don't want anyone to actually try to fight you?
No. Okay. I'm too old to fight anybody.
If you do want to fight for real, I'm always willing to go to a gym and we'll have you sign a waiver and we'll fight. We could throw on gloves. There's no need to get nasty here. But if you want to take out some aggression on me, we can always do it that way. And then we can go back to being friends and you can go back to hating my show. And maybe you'll have less of an urge to punch me in the face when you listen from now on. All right. It's Golfgate time, Fred. You know what that means? You have no idea. I'm going to tell you. The savings never stop at Golfgate. You save more during the Jeep Celebration event. It's going on now at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Golfgate, it's your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right. They're open on Sunday. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. And if you need a lift, good news. For a limited time, you get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195? And when you purchase any new Ram, guess what? Free lift kit. How about that? They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry out to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GulfgateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months. $39.95 due at signing plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab. Must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.